Welcome back to the Roundtable. The 2019 Open Studios Tour of Washington County will feature 15 artists working across a range of mediums, including painting, photography, clay arts, and sculpture. Since the arts are vital to the cultural diversity and enrichment of the region, the event helps ensure the rich artistic tradition will continue. And oh, by the way, it's lots and lots of fun. The event now open happens over 4 days. It will run July 19th through the 21st. Joining us to tell us all about it, we welcome Beth Muller, an organizer of Open Studios of Washington County, and two of the featured artists, Leslie Peck and Rebecca Sparks. How are you all?
Good. Good, thanks.
Excellent. All right, Beth, let's begin with you of how this particular iteration. What number is this? Do we know?
Fifth.
Sixth. Okay.
No.
Seventh.
It's been since 2007, and it's a biannual.
Yeah. So it's just,
do the math. I don't know.
Every other year. 2007 was the first tour.
Okay.
It's 9 years.
All right. Yeah, 9 years would it be the fifth tour. Is that right? Or no? I don't know. Go ahead.
I believe
Beth.
It is the sixth. I believe it is the sixth
okay.
tour.
Okay.
You're right.
So it is a juried event.
Carry the one, Mike. We got to figure out the math. You got the calculator. All right. Yep, do it. Thank you. Go ahead.
It is the 2019 iteration of it. We have 15 artists this year that, like you said, range from painting to sculpture to photography to pottery. And it's a really interesting mix of artists that we're really thrilled to have. It is a juried event, which means that artists have to apply to participate, and they are accepted into the Open Studios tour. You get a chance to visit their studios, see their work, and talk with the artists and learn more about how they do things.
Now, Rebecca, how many years have you? Is this your first year doing this?
This is my first year.
Okay, so come up close to the microphone and tell me what you're worried about of having strangers in your studio.
Oh, I don't mind the strangers.
Okay.
I just hope they come.
Well, they'll come. They'll come in carloads. Tell us a little bit about your art.
I do pottery. I work mostly on the wheel. I do functional ware or tableware, one might consider it. And I make birds. And I started making the birds because there are a lot of birds in my yard, and I kept watching them as I was making things. And they've sort of reiterated, become real personalities.
So you handed me a card. This is of your work. These are owls.
Yes.
I don't know, 10, 12 inches high or so, about?
They range from about 4 to 5 inches up to about 12 to 14.
Okay. And that is a, I would think, a fun thing to make.
Well, they are fun. I actually start them all with an egg.
Okay.
I throw an egg on the wheel,
all
which
right.
is an enclosed form that looks like an egg.
Yes.
And that becomes the basis of each bird.
Okay. So in a way, they hatch.
They exactly.
Yes, they hatch on the wheel. And
with
you
many
create,
personalities.
Yes. So what do people, do you think people like about, because we like owls, don't we?
We love owls.
Yeah.
Yes.
People will connect to the owl.
They do. I do other birds.
What
kind
of, what else?
Well, I do crows.
Oh,
I love
crows yeah,
because
love crows.
They come every morning to my lawn and yep. they sort of have their coffee clutch and plan what they're doing for the day and talk about what happened last night.
Yeah.
And I do, I have guinea hens because we have ticks and it's important to protect your garden against the ticks.
A lot of guinea hens around Washington County.
Yes. They come and I have some that visit every day.
They run in and you see like five at a time and then like three of them will get hit by cars and then they'll get new guinea hens and you know, the circle of life
yes.
and all of that. Although I don't think the circle of life planned on a Buick.
No. And luckily this guy can't run so he doesn't get hit
no,
by a car.
No, yours are fine. Yours are fine. But they're beautiful birds. They really
they
are.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So that's fun. And how long have you been doing this type of pottery?
I've been doing the birds for probably about 8-10 years.
Yep.
When I started doing them. I've been doing the pottery for about 20 years.
And how long have you been in Washington County?
I've been in Washington County 12 years.
Okay, great. Leslie Peck is an old friend of ours here on the program and a dear friend of mine and is just a wonderful artist. You handed me a card, and now I usually know your work as farm animals, A lot of ducks, a lot of cows, yeah. a lot of pigs.
And there's still going to be a lot of those at the studio.
And now you handed me a card of dead things. So what is this is taxidermy.
It is taxidermy. Over the winter, typically a lot of the farm animals are in the barns. And it's been pretty gray spring also. So I decided to go up to the Pember Museum up in Washington County, and they have such a collection of taxidermy.
Is that Granville, right?
Granville, yep. And it's such a treasure, and it's hidden up there. But I used to take my kids up there. And so I decided that I love to paint animals. Why not dead animals?
Why not?
I mean, and there's such a variety that I kind of went with more of the rodent section there. So I have hamsters and... that's a polecat, which is part of the weasel. I have some weasels.
Yeah,
a weasel with,
I believe, a duck that it has in its craw, if you will.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a dead animal on top of a dead animal. But I wanted to actually pay homage to the taxidermy artists in this series, basically, because I don't try to make them look like they're alive. I do put them on their mounts, if you will, and that the mounts do show, so that I'm not trying to trick anybody. They're still lives, so they're like still dead lives.
So given the expressiveness and the beauty of the animals, of the live animals that you paint, is it a challenge in painting something where that life has been removed from it?
Good question. I would say...
Oh, I'm full.
Yeah. that is in itself, because some of these taxidermy pieces were so old that like the ear was a little chewed off or like kind of disintegrating. And so I did actually try to put a little bit more life into the eyes, a little bit more gloss that I would repair, with paintbrush and everything, the ears. So, and just try to make them look fun. And they're all, the series is that they're all against like a damask tap, fabric. So it's basically taken in the sense that they are a still life.
Yeah.
Against the, drapery.
Years ago, we had a regular guest in our program who was he was an art dealer, but he worked for Christie's and Sotheby's in their fine arts department. And I said, what sells? And he said, well, pretty things sell. And I remember I was at an opening, and I don't think it was for Open Studios, but it was in Washington County. It was in the building that used to house 111 there. And we were there, and I broke that one out amongst the artists, and they said, yeah, that's a pain in the ass. I mean, artists don't necessarily only want to do pretty.
No, well, I tend to want to, I paint what I would want to hang on my wall.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's something quirky or unusual or, but I still love doing cows that have this amazing structure and anatomy about them. And with the right lighting, that it shows it off best, too. So, I kind of wanted to show the nobility also in the taxidermy. And so they're kind of lit, kind of cool and everything. Yeah.
Now, for the other artists who are not here, the 13 others who are not here, Beth, tell us some of the other types of art that will be on display throughout the tour.
We have Cindy Barbone, who's a textile artist, and she just had an installation going in a show in Madrid. So she has a wide range,
eclectic. One easier to get to, yes.
We have Joan Duff Borer, who's an oil painter. We have Matt Chinian, who's an oil painter.
Yeah.
Lori Goodhart, also an oil painter. Barbara Harshman, also an oil painter. Jacob Houston, who just came off a really good show at the Hyde, and I believe he was on
the show.
He's acrylic painting. Clarence King, who does oil painting.
Yeah.
Alana Mark, who also does oil painting. Anastasia Newt, who does painting and drawing and some printmaking. Leslie Rebecca Ann Sutherland, who's an oil painter.
Sure.
Mark Tagayas, who's an oil painter. Jula Verosi, who is a sculptor and has everything from small desktop size to very,
big,
very large.
Big, large sculptures.
And Don Nguyen, who does oil and acrylic paint.
Excellent.
We also have this year five artists doing what we're calling learning opportunities. So you have a chance to learn how these artists work. So Leslie is going to be doing a workshop on working from photos from field to camera to canvas and talk about her process and how you can do that. Cindy, the textile artist, is going to talk about the making of a tapestry and explain and demonstrate her process going from an image to a woven structure and show her collection of world textiles. Matt Chinian is how to set up a canvas in the field so it aligns with your scene. And Matt's got some really interesting, it's very real life type paintings. So when you look at the canvas right next to the scene, there it is. They're the same kind of a thing. Anne Sutherland's going to talk about how to prepare the canvas and mix the colors using a limited palette and do intuitive painting. Mm. And Don Nguyen is doing a unique one in critiques. So young artists can bring up to three pieces of their work, and he's essentially going to do a peer-to-peer critique of your artwork, and he will also be participating in that. So all of those are on the Studio Tour website. If you want to sign up for them, there is nominal cost to participate, but it's anybody, it's open to the public. Anyone can register for these.
StudioTour.org for more information. You can find the map and get going and hit all of the studios. It's so neat to see everybody running around the county with their maps, and it's a lot of fun. StudioTour.org for more information. And, well, it should be a lovely event. Yeah. You'll have a good time.
We're looking forward to it.
Excellent.
We have one other new thing this year. Lakota's Farm is doing a farm-to-table dinner on Friday night, and that information is also on our website and on Facebook pages. So some of the artists will have their work displayed.
Okay. Where's that being held?
At Lakota's Farm.
At Lakota's Farm. Oh, that's beautiful.
That all just kind of came together in the past couple of weeks, so we're just getting the word out about it now.
Excellent. Very fun. Well, good luck to you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful event. Leslie Peck, Rebecca Sparks, and Beth Muller, I thank you all very much for being here. Have a beautiful time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information about Open Studios of Washington County, which happens July 19th through the 21st, studiotour.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.